All right, to kick off this episode, we're actually going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to play you a clip of something that I feel really embodies what this episode is about to teach you and about to share with you. But right before we do that, this episode is a really fun one. It is Car Ride, probably one of the craziest places we've ever filmed the podcast. Christy and I end the four-day Inner Circle retreat down in Palm Desert. We are driving a couple of the people there to the airport. And when we got in the car, we were like, what if we ripped a podcast? What if we turn on the mics, put the camera on the dashboard of the van, the minivan we'd rented, and what if we film a podcast the whole way to the airport and we get some really good insight from all of the six-figure creative business owners in the car? So that's what we did. We had Brian Krishani, who is these guys are all Creative Rise Mastermind grads, by the way, at the Inner Circle Retreat, which is a retreat we have for the top performer, some of the top performers from the Creative Rise Mastermind, six-week mastermind. Brian Krishani, a multiple six-figure real estate and wedding filmmaker and photographer. Matt Chung, six-figure brand photographer. Colin Yen, six-figure brand photographer and filmmaker. Haley Zumkeller, a multiple six-figure brand photographer and wedding photographer and filmmaker. And then we had Tyler, who was just a friend of ours who was down at the retreat helping out. He's a data analyst. Dude's genius. He was in the car as well. And then you had both Christy, multiple six-figure business owner in both the brand space and the wedding space. She's done six figures in both. Then you had myself, who's had a six-figure background in the brand space, photography and filmmaking, and then in the brand strategy space over here. All of us in a car talking about what it looks like to grow your business as a creative, and we give away some really good tips. That is how this episode got kicked off. That is what you were about to listen to. But here's the thing. This episode embodies something, well, really Creative Rise embodies something that I saw the other day that I thought was so brilliant. It was a clip of Mr. Beast talking. If you know who Mr. Beast is, I'm assuming everybody who listens to the show does. Whether you watch his stuff or not, I saw this clip of him talking that came across my feed, and it was so brilliant because it is exactly why we started Creative Rise back in 2019, and it's exactly why we had 9 businesses down in the desert hanging out for 4 days, and then this was us taking them to the airport for them to all fly home, and this clip embodies exactly why we do it, and I want you to listen to it because it's so powerful for you for 2024.
Imagine a world where it's just you working solo and you work 12 hours a day every day for like a year and you're just grinding, you make a mistake, you learn from it, you grind, you make a mistake, you learn from it, and you do that for like a year. And then imagine a different world where you have 4 friends who are also equally grinding in something similar. Friend number 1 makes a mistake on Friday. He teaches the other 4 people. Friend number 2 makes a mistake the next week, teaches everyone. And then like you're all learning from each other's mistakes. You're all constantly studying 24/7 and downloading each other. Like after a year, you're like 2 years ahead of the guy who was just solo.
So that clip with Mr. Beast is so true. It's literally why we started Creative Rise. When I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, this put perfect words to exactly why Creative Rise is even a thing. Creative Rise is a thing because in 2019, I looked around and I went, man, I'm starting to find some things that are helping me grow my creative business. At that point, it was a six-figure brand agency. I'm starting to grow, but I don't feel like there's a place to share these things with other creatives. Everybody in the community is gatekeeping what they know. So I have the option to gatekeep what I know, or I have the option to actually invite some people closer to me and what I'm doing and see if what I am doing that's working for me could actually help them, right? So I started using what Mr. Beast is talking about, where I'd create spaces where creatives could all start sharing, not just to learn from what I was doing, but to also share what's working for them. And Creative Rise was born. Crazy that it's been almost 5 years. And this video embodies exactly why it was started back in the day. So here's my little question for you. Before we jump into the car here, I want you to, and I say in the car because that's where we recorded it, I want you to think about this. Are you setting yourself up in 2024 to be the first scenario Mr. Beast mentioned where you are doing things alone, learning from your mistakes, hopefully, but growing at the pace that you can only grow when you're learning from your own mistakes? Or are you in the second scenario where you are actually putting yourself in proximity to other creatives who are also making mistakes and learning at the pace of their own mistakes, but you're all sharing each other's mistakes and sharing each other's wins, things that are working? Therefore, you're growing like 4 times as fast as if you're doing everything alone. Are you doing things alone in 2024, or are you setting yourself up? Are you putting yourself in proximity to be doing things in community? Now, here's the deal. Most creatives are doing the first option. They're doing things alone. And they're doing that not even that consciously, but they're doing it because they don't really understand there's another option. they don't really understand there is communities of creatives you can get into where there's no gatekeeping. People are sharing. They're telling you what's gone wrong and how you can avoid it. And they're also telling you what's gone right and how you can double down on it. Most people do not put themselves in proximity to an environment like that simply because they don't know how to get access to one. I would love to invite you to one. We are currently launching applications just open to the public for the 11th round of the Creative Rise Mastermind. Remember when I told you at the beginning of this episode, I literally built Creative Rise off of the principle Mr. Beast had talked about? Well, this is what we built. In 2019, we built something called the 6-Week Mastermind, where for 6 weeks, I take everything that I've known and learned that has helped me grow my business, and Christy takes everything that she's learned and helped her grow her business, and we've put it into a content library for 6 weeks to take you through all the things you actually need to learn in order to grow your own six-figure foundation for your business. Now, not only do we just take you through that, we also do what the video just talked about. You are in this with 30-ish other creatives who are helping you navigate as you fail and as you win and as you grow and as you build, and you are doing the same for them. Everyone is learning at a rapid pace because you're actually sharing the burden of growth. You're sharing your failures, sharing the successes. So not only do you get the coaching through the content, you get the community aspect where you're learning so much faster because of everybody else you're surrounded by. And then the community aspect also covers you with accountability. If you've ever done something where you're like, hey, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to redo my website, or I'm going to update my pricing guide, or I'm going to pitch 10 brands this week, and then you just never do it. Same. I don't do things like that when I don't have accountability, because humans naturally struggle with accountability. So the Creative Rise Mastermind not only gives you the content, also gives you the community, but it also gives you the accountability. We got accountability systems built into it in order for you to actually succeed at doing what you love, get paid to do what you love, because you're building the steps, the stepping stones, pushing you closer and closer towards building your six-figure business, which is exactly why the Creative Rise Mastermind exists. If you could learn everything you needed to learn to build a solid six-figure business in 6 weeks, do you think it would be worth it to you? Even better, do you think it's worth it if it's cheaper than the camera I'm currently shooting this podcast on? And this is not a crazy camera. Canon R6 Mark II. It's cheaper than buying most new full-frame cameras right now. If somebody could package this all for you, the community, the accountability, and the coaching, in 6 weeks for less than most of us typically spend on a camera or a nice lens, would it be worth it to you? Well, the answer for a lot of people already has been yes. We have filled a lot of the spots via the wait list, as we always do, and applications just opened literally yesterday, if you're listening to this when this episode first comes out, yesterday, February 18th, to the public. So anybody can go to creativerise.com now and apply to get one of the last spots for the round 11 of the Creative Rise Mastermind. And I'm wondering if it's you. I'm wondering if you need to be that person. So here's how you know if this is for you. If you're going, 2024 is my year. I know 2024 is the year that I want to grow. And I want to do it specifically in a way where I do not have to waste time trying all the things that might not work. I actually want to be given the frameworks, the growth frameworks, to grow right away. And I want to be given it quickly, and I want to be given it in a community of other people where they can support me as I implement them and they can keep me accountable. If that's you, Creative Rise Mastermind sounds like it's up your alley. Photographers, filmmakers, graphic designers, influencers, like content creators, agency owners, we've had all across the board. So far, we have all of those in this round. People have already joined. And they're from Australia, New Zealand, all over Canada, all over the US. It's an international group. It's going to be so killer. So let's get into the episode. This is my last little question for you. If you are serious about your growth this year, would you just consider going to the website and checking it out? Again, it might not be for you, but if it is for you, it's going to be the best vehicle that you can find this year to help take you where you want to go and build a six-figure business. The way you can figure that out is if you go onto the website and you can see everything on there about all the info about what you're going to be learning, how you're going to be learning it, what people have said that have gone through it, and how it impacted their own businesses, and then you can make a really good decision for yourself on if this could be a good growth vehicle for you in 2024. So let's jump on into the car with a bunch of six-figure Creative Rise Mastermind grads, some of the multiple six-figure grads who are all down for our four-day Inner Circle retreat, and they dropped some bombs in this episode about what it looks like to actually grow your business as a creative to the six-figure mark, which is why I know you're listening to this podcast. So let's jump into the car.
Wow. Welcome to the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Creative Rise Carpool Karaoke, but no karaoke. Who do we have here? We've got
Matt Chung,
Brian,
Tyler,
Colin,
and Haley up there in the front seat, hey, looking beautiful as always. And we are about to give you guys some great value.
I am driving here, and we're going to do a really good job of not crashing the carpool karaoke car. And if you're literally listening to this right now, and you're going, what in the world are they talking about? We are quite literally taking these guys to the airport after the retreat, and I am putting Christy's bathing suits underneath the camera here. Too much information, but to stabilize it, and I'm going to give the mic to Haley for a second. She can entertain you with a joke while I set up the camera. Haley. Here you go, Haley.
And we're also on our way to the airport for them to make their flights, and we haven't left yet because we're now vlogging this whole podcast experience. So hit the road, Joey.
All right, here we go. Seatbelts on, everybody.
Oh.
All right, Haley. So why don't you kick it off? Name what your business is, where you're from. You've obviously been on the pod before. And then we'll just go one by one real quick and do that.
Okay. I'm Haley. I'm from Vancouver Island, and I have a wedding photography business and videography, and I work with brands. And I'm hoping to work with creatives, helping them build ads.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Tyler.
My name's Tyler. I'm coming at you from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I'm working with a couple of guys up there on a project to help creatives, ambitious creatives, grow their businesses in community.
Yeah.
Colin?
My name's Colin. I'm from Vancouver. Oh, coming from Vancouver, BC. And I create backpacking recipes outdoors and I film it.
Go left.
I am Matt. I'm coming at you from New Home in Cochrane, Alberta.
Woo!
And yeah, and I do commercial work, photo, video for brands, but I also do one-on-one mentoring for creators, and I host international creator retreats. Yeah.
So cool. I love it.
Over
Brian back here.
And I am Brian. I am from Seattle, Washington. I run a photo video business specifically in the wedding space as well as the real estate space.
And I'm Christy, and I am the director of getting these people to the airport right now. So if you hear me shout out driving directions, that is what we are doing.
Yes.
Yes.
And then, I love it. So, Christy, why don't you talk about what we've just all done for the last 4 days?
Yes. So we are just leaving the Inner Circle Retreat, where it is a 4-day retreat in Palm Springs, beautiful Palm Springs, where we take Creative Rise Mastermind grads who have hit a certain income threshold. So these are all like six-figure business owners plus, to the desert for an amazing 4 days. And we did a bunch of stuff. We did a ton of sessions around growth, how to make informed growth a thing, as well as doing a bunch of fun activities. We went hot air ballooning for sunrise. We went out to some epic dinners. We went to Joshua Tree yesterday, climbed some rocks, was afraid Colin and Matt were gonna fall off a rock at one point, but they are mountain men, so they did not. And it was an absolute blast. Who's got like a highlight from the retreat they wanna share? Who's got a highlight? All right, I'm just gonna call on somebody. Matt.
Something you learned.
I mean, yeah.
Something you learned.
Okay. You're applying to your business.
I mean, I don't even know where to start on the highlights. Like, I feel like there were just so many. This session that I mean, so much value came out of this, but I think the data session for me was a big one because, especially as someone who feels like they have to put out stuff online, and I feel like I do it spinning my tires a lot of the times, not feeling like I have much of a strategy, and there's no better way to get clarity on your strategy than by actually looking at the numbers, and like learning how to look at the numbers. So that's something we learned in this retreat that I'm going to take in towards like revamping my social strategy, figuring out like what converts, what kind of drives leads and drives sales. So it's going to take the confusion out of things. That was huge. But also like building funnels, paid ads was a massive one for me because I like have no idea prior to this what to do with paid ads and the potential of it. So that was massive. And yeah, just looking forward to everything.
Yeah. I love it.
I'm pretty sure you just said the whole retreat.
I did. That's what I mean. I didn't know how to narrow it down.
Yeah. Calls like hot air balloons.
Yeah, for me, I was going to say, the paid ad session was absolutely insane for me, run by Haley. Just killed it. But I just, like, as a creative in the social space, like, you just, I didn't know what benefit paid ads could have for me. I just thought they were things that, you know, only brands used or things like that. But just even, like, learning about the benefit of being able to talk the language with brands increases my value, is huge. And I also realized that I can use it to actually reach some of my data goals. And so I think that was a huge and important lesson for me. And that's probably the biggest thing I'm taking away.
I think going off of that too, one of the most encouraging thing, one of the most inspiring things is being in a room full of creatives, full of people who are motivated and driven, or just thinking about ways that we can build each other up. I feel like the last couple of days has just been day after day after day, just having encouraging and inspiring conversations. How do we support each other? How do we show up for each other? Just building off of all of our experiences and taking away so much. I think that's such a, for me, like, community is huge. And I think when you're in a space with people who are like-minded, who are driven, it's just, it's such a game changer. And it's something that I am so, so thankful for.
Haley, do you have one you want to share?
Yeah, I might piggyback off that because I loved how many breakout groups we did.
Yeah.
Because when we got together, it was like everyone was giving each other ideas and we were picking apart people's offers and the different ways they were going to advertise. And it just, to me, that's like immediate benefit, both with money, like building offers that will make more money, that you can charge more. And then also that will actually help people and give your clients a better result too. So I thought that was so helpful.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask a group question here. I want everybody to go around and answer it. So as Christy introed you guys are all six-figure business owners. You're all actually pretty much in different industries for the most part, right? Or even if you're in the same industry, you have a different angle on it. So here's my question. I want to go one by one and I want you for like 2 minutes and put you all on the spot. I mean, I want you to teach on something specific to your business that has helped you grow that you can share with the podcast right now, because each and every single one of you guys has built a six-figure business, a beautiful, you know, business. And there's things that you guys have done that we could do a 40-minute podcast with you all on. And we'd love to do that. And we're going to continue to do that. But in like a 2-minute summary, I want you to just teach on something really quick. One thing that you think has been helpful for you in actually growing your business. And I want it to be tactical.
Yeah,
so
something that's helped
obviously
you, like,
community,
in the
all the stuff like that. We're huge fans of those. Stuff's really helpful. But I want you to tactically teach on something. And Colin loves to be put on the spot. So I'm going to put Colin on the spot first. So pass the mic to Colin.
Oh my goodness. I'd say for me, one of the things that I think about that actually you guys encouraged a lot of people to do, and I think a lot of people shy away from it, is utilizing your personality in your brand. I feel like I am learning how to do that a lot better, and I think a lot of photographers and videographers that are behind the camera shy away from this, but this is one of the biggest things, because people connect with people. And for me, if I'm, you know, promoting a product or something, they actually connect with me and they trust me. And I think that is a wild thing to think about, but that's one of the best things that I could offer, is like, don't be scared to inject your personality into your business, because that's what sells.
Yes. So. That's good.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's good,
there,
bro.
Something you were giving Chanel about optimizing her
Yeah, you give a really good profile.
Oh, more on the spot stuff.
she was going to do some changes or something like that?
Yeah, well, I think in her Instagram description, there's like a lot of like things that she could have done to optimize some of those things, just like because so much of Instagram is moving towards like SEO stuff. So like optimizing a lot of that, but also just like making sure that her face was being shown, her personality was being shown, because her as like a wedding photographer, like, yeah, there's so many wedding photographers, but what makes her and Ryan so unique is the experience that they provide for their clients. They make everything fun, and we know that because we spent last 4 days with them. We know that everything they do is fun, and that is something that translates. But if you can't show that in your Instagram, or you can't show that to your client, then they're never gonna know, and you're not gonna help. All right, somebody else.
All right. Let's pass it to, why don't we go to Haley up front?
Okay. Right. I wrote a few things down. Yes.
You've always got something written down, which I love.
Well, I want this to be useful, right? Like, I want the podcast to be like, someone's going to get some really good things from all of us, hopefully. So I would say there's like four key things. So a couple of years ago, I think I made like 40 or 50K in my photography business. And this year was my first multi-six-figure year, which is insane in the last couple of years. So these were like the four things that really changed that. So first of all, I raised my pricing, but I didn't just willy-nilly raise it. I made my offer better and also communicated that value so that it made sense why I was charging what I was charging.
Yes.
The next thing that was night and day was I put money into Facebook ads. I think putting about $5,000 a year into Facebook ads like gave me over 1 to 2 inquiries a day. And just for $5,000, which is crazy to me.
And automated, which is cool, right?
Like yeah.
That's what ads do, is it's not just spending money. It's pretty much automated. So while you were sleeping, people were seeing your ads, right? While you were hiking, people were seeing your ads. While you were down here hanging out with all of us, people were seeing your ads, right? That's what's cool about the paid ad stuff.
Oh, the amount of time I save not having to deal with making a reel every single day and just paying a couple cents per day instead was, it's just game changing. It saves you so much time.
Go left at the next light.
Thank you.
I'd say another one is, like you said, showing up online.
I got the map up. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, you got it. Okay.
Guys, this is raw and authentic. So good. All right. Keep going, Ian.
I would say, yeah, like we said, showing up online every day. I don't think you necessarily need to post a reel, but I think showing up on your stories with who you are, because people watch those. People see your stories all the time, whereas they might not see your reels or posts.
Yep.
So that's really important. And then the last thing I would say is investing your time and energy into education, of course. I think because of Creative Rise, I've tripled my income where I was when I first met them. And I do not trust anyone else to get me those same results. So that's what I would say.
That's awesome.
That's neat.
So cool. Who are we throwing it to?
I guess I got the mic, so
let's go
fire. I mean, I could repeat kind of like everything that you guys have said. I think one of the biggest things for my business has been putting my personality out there, kind of like what Colin was saying, and showcasing that online. Like, I've had clients come to me for testimonial videos, YouTube videos, UGC style videos, all because I put myself in front of the camera a little bit more and showcased that. So those are kind of just like actual projects that have come to life because of stuff like that. Even just like with mentoring, like kind of guiding creators through the ups and downs. Like, if I didn't put my personality out online, I don't think people would like approach me for stuff. But on top of that, I think community has really changed my life in a lot of ways. Stuff like this, like going on retreats like this, hosting retreats like this. And if I were to give kind of like tips on how to dive into community, I think I would say, don't hesitate to reach out to people online, people that inspire you. So slide in the DMs, shoot them a message, comment on their work in a genuine way, and just connect with people. I did a trip to Madeira this past year, which kind of fell in my lap just because I like knew people that were going on that trip, and we kind of we were connected and they trusted me. So but that, again, that opportunity wouldn't have presented itself if I hadn't dove into the creative community a little bit more. So it's crazy what you can learn on the creative side, on the business side, and how far you can push your skills when you just kind of surround yourself with the right people. So yeah, community is massive.
Yeah,
for sure.
I thought that was actually so interesting of you doing testimonial videos for brands. I'm like, what an awesome add-on. If you're a brand photographer, you're good at being in front of the camera, you're good at talking, and you can give like an authentic, but a part of the package, a testimonial video, like they're able to use that for paid ads. They could use it for the website. Like, that's just not like a single image or a single video, UGC style video. That's like something that's really powerful. I think that's even just a cool upsell you could do as a brand videographer or photographer. That's sick. All right,
Brian.
Yeah, I wanted to also kind of touch up on community. Community for me, like I've mentioned before, has been huge game changer for me. Honestly, like I wouldn't be where I'm at today without the support from Joey and Christy and from the people that we met in the mastermind and then again in this inner circle. And I think what's really cool is that they've kind of helped me build my business to a point where I can now also kind of start building out a team. You know, when I first started, I was doing all the jobs, you know, showing up to photo shoots, video shoots, doing edits, outsource, or like reaching out to people, reaching out to clients, all of those things that were taking up a lot of time. And I just felt like I was so spread thin. And now being at a point where I can hire on a virtual assistant, hiring on a social media manager, hiring on, you know, people who can help me just get back more of my time so that I can spend time building up the business. And I think that's just been such a huge thing to be able to see in the ways that Joy and Christy do it. And just, yeah, it's been really, really encouraging for me.
That's amazing. Tyler, do you have something you want to add?
So, okay, I was going to say, let me just
pop I see
Tyler
him looking at his
second.
Phone. I feel like he's writing down some data
so,
for
Tyler,
us.
For everybody listening, Tyler is not a Creative Rise Mastermind grad. He is was not a Inner Circle member. He was actually coming to the Inner Circle to give value and help. He's a business development data strategist extraordinaire. Who we actually met at the time of recording this podcast. How many hours ago, Tyler?
I think we're up to 220 hours now.
220 hours ago. So we have known this dude. We've known this dude for about a week. And within a couple days after meeting him, Christy and I were in a hot tub two nights before we were running this retreat and said, man, Tyler would be a phenomenal guy to give some value based on some of the data stuff we're wanting to approach and help everybody with. So I texted Tyler and I said, hey, crazy idea. You come fly down from Calgary to Palm Springs. Let's do this thing. And he said, yes. So Tyler has been here to give a ton of support on how data can actually help you build your business, which is something creative shy away from. So totally. Tyler, real quick, my question for you is, why should we give data a seat at the table?
Ooh,
and how have you seen data and how you've been helping people pull the data from their businesses when it comes to lead generation, sales, all that stuff? How have you been seeing that also help everybody this week?
Yeah. Oh, that's a great question, man. Why should data have a seat at the table? Because I think running a business or really trying to accomplish anything meaningful, but running a business specifically, can feel really complicated and really overwhelming because there's so many different parts and pieces at play. And if you'll be in a conversation with 10 different people who are saying, you got to optimize ads, or you got to get your funnel right, or you got to post every day, or you got to, and yes, there's a lot of things that will move the needle on what you're doing. But if you just say yes to absolutely everything without kind of testing as to what is working, you end up burning out. You end up overworking yourself. Mm. You might get to the end of the year with some great results, but when you look back, you don't know where the results came from, why they happened, whether or not you can repeat them. So
yes.
As far as why should data have a seat at the table, I mean, we can call it data, or we could call it just like learning from what happened. It's just a really effective way of taking the feelings out of what's going on and having something that you don't have to convince yourself it worked or not. You can just look at the actual numbers and say, I spent this much on ad spend, spent $500 on ad spend, and that turned into 30 leads for me.
Right. 30 brides inquiring.
30
me,
brides
right?
inquiring, yeah. Exactly. And of those 30 brides inquiring, I closed 5 weddings. Mm. And that was $25,000 of revenue for me. So those numbers are super, super doable to monitor and then to actually learn, get insights from. And then you can start thinking about your business in dollars in, dollars out. So it's less about just grind and work really hard. And it's more about what's the most efficient way to make money. If I can pay $500 to Meta for ads and I can get $25,000 worth of weddings sold, that's a great return to
mm-hmm.
me. So I think to answer your first question, that is why data should have a seat at the table. Because
give it a seat, baby.
Give it a seat. Because that takes
pull the chair out for data.
That should pull it out.
Tuck data
treat it like
in.
A gentleman.
Tuck data into the table.
And I think that leads perfectly into your second question, which is, what has come out of this retreat when we take the data approach? And I mean, the conversations that I've had with Colin, with Matt, with Ailey, is you go from this kind of feeling of overwhelm of, I know I have a lot of work to do. I don't know how much exactly, and I don't know what to expect out of those results. So what we've done is we took a look at 3 different channels, whether it's social, like organic reach, which you can stimulate with paid, whether it's pitching, so actually like cold outreach, or if it's a kind of email magnet list developing funnel strategy. So we looked at all three of those strategies, and within about 30, 45 minutes of just like trying to find numbers from your guys' last year, we were able to not just feel, but know that, hey, if you reach out to another 50 people over the next month, you can expect that that's going to turn into 4 deals or something like that. We looked at your data and it went from confusing and overwhelming to in control and very attainable.
Clarity.
And I mean, I feel a little bit like imposing saying these things on your behalf, but I'm hoping that I'm not betraying what happened.
Yeah. No,
it's accurate.
It's so good. So, okay. We've got at time of me looking down and the camera sliding almost off the dash of the car, we have a few more minutes till we get to the airport. So here's what I want to wrap up with. I want to just have a circular conversation. We don't have to go one by one. We can just chip in and stuff. But you guys are the pinnacle of the dream I had, dream Christy and I had with Creative Rise back 5 years ago. Trying to create a world where more creatives get to succeed at doing what they love. Every single person that's in this car is in some way or another getting to do what they love every single day. And my gosh, you guys are all succeeding in really, really cool ways. And so a lot of you, and with the exception of Tyler, who we only met last week, you guys have been people that we have gotten to journey with. For some of you guys, it's been like 6 months, 4 months. Some of you guys, it's been a couple of years. And it's been really cool. And a beautiful thing to watch is as you guys have led us where we can, you know, kind of give a piece of insight or a course correction on where you could, as Tyler was saying, put your hard work so it's actually more effective. Because we all know we can work hard in the wrong direction and things don't grow. I know I did that for a while. I know everyone in here in some way has done that. And you guys have chosen the alternative route, which is how do I get some insight, get some feedback, get some coaching, get some community around me that can not only hold me accountable, but also just give me really, really good lane assist, as this van is currently lane assisting me right now. But lane assist on how do I just redirect where I'm putting my effort so I get better results. Why is it worth it? This is a really important question because it is hard some days to feel like it's worth it. Even though we're all getting paid to do what we love, it's still difficult, right? Like there's days when things don't feel like your pitches are landing, or there's days when you don't feel like, you know, maybe you're getting client feedback that's as encouraging as you thought, or like whatever it is. I want to just have an open conversation about why is it still worth it to go for it? Because there's a lot of people that listen to the podcast that are in the limbo of they're not quite where you guys are, where you guys are like, no, this is who I am, this is what I'm doing. But they also aren't just like, no, I'm not going to pursue this. They have a passion. They have the desire to go full time, get paid to do what they love, maybe even make six figures like you guys doing what they love. And as you guys know, the passion isn't always, or at least it doesn't always feel like it can be enough to, you know, withstand you to keep pushing forward. So why is it worth it? From people that have cracked it, and you guys are all continuing to grow. I mean, the average growth rate of your goals this year is probably like 40 to 50% in this car of what you guys are expecting to grow this year. So you guys are not where you guys want to be, but you guys have cracked it to some point where you're able to speak on why it is worth it to actually pursue it. And that's the conversation I want to have, because that is the backbone of why Creative Rise exists. And it's the backbone of why we see value in you guys even being in this little car pod. So let's just talk about it. Who's going to kick it off?
I think I would say because you deserve it. It's something that,
would you say you deserve to break the creative struggle?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. And I think it's true. Like, and there were so many times where I was in that same boat where I had calls with you, Joey, where I was like, man, I feel like I'm doing everything and nothing's working. And you're just like, you got to keep pushing. Like, if this is the life you want to live. And I was like, absolutely. And I just think back on like where I was before that. And like in that position, I was like, man, I can't wait to get to this new life that I'm trying to build. So whenever I feel like I'm down on myself and like, I want to give up or, I wanted to like throw in the towel, I would think back on that and I'd be like, okay, like that's my motivator. And I would just kind of keep pushing. And I think everybody in this car is like a good, is like a testament to like what's possible and like how, what, like what you can build when you kind of just keep pushing, because everybody's been through those like hurdles, and in those positions where you want to give up. But yeah, if you just keep pushing, it'll come, and just like diving into community, taking the right steps and being intentional, I think it's inevitable as long as you stay on top of it.
Nice. Great.
Yeah.
It's good.
I might start with, I know, Joey, I think you said this, is like progress is the thing that drives you and is the thing that makes you happy when you have something to work towards that you're passionate about, especially. And I think when you build your own business, there's just this new zest for life because you have something that you love so much that will also bring you so much happiness and connections in a place that you really want. I think before I was kind of on this creative rise journey, I was working for a bunch of different companies and it was just soul sucking. You know, you were just doing it to do the thing, to make money, to live. And I think now being able to just wake up, set my own schedule, work like 4 hours a day, make more money than my friends, like just try, like hitting your own goals, like making your own goals, whether that's how many people you want to help or how much money you want to make or how many new people you want to meet. Like you just have so much freedom to do whatever you want and to spend all summer at the lake because you just like worked when you wanted to in the winter. And I don't know, it just, the freedom that comes with pushing through, you know, the initial grind is just so worth it.
The seasons of grind, because they'll hit again, right? They come and go, and then
you know, as you grow, you're going to hit, so classic, very cliche, but like, you know, new levels, new devils type thing, right? You're going to run into things where you go, oh, what worked to get me here obviously didn't get me there. Very cliche again, but it's very true. But it's learning to actually love that process, right? Like the process of, oh, I actually will constantly be in a process of, I'll hit growth spurts and then I'm going to stabilize. Then I might hit a little bit of chaos again where I don't know how to get to the next level. And in that process, you've just got to stick through, as Matt, you were just talking about, right? You grew, and then you hit this point where you were a little bit more stagnant because what got you to that growth point, you needed to recenter on what was going to be next, right? And so it's learning to actually love the process of growth, which is everything starts with an idea. Then you move into the building stage. Things get really fun. You experience the growth, and then you experience chaos. You're like, wait a second. I'm not quite sure either how I got here or how I'm going to replicate this. But if you can push through the chaos and look for a little bit more clarity, you can then get back into a build stage, right? And then start building and build that foundation up again, which is so cool. I love it. That was great, Haley.
Yeah, I guess what I would say is quite simply, like, I feel like I get to do what I love. And if what you're pushing towards is something that you love, then it's worth it. Like, of course it's going to take adversity. Of course you're going to come up with like things that are trying to stop you from achieving what you love. But once you are actually able to get there, like it's like working on a relationship. It's like going on a hike. Like Joey's trying to get me to do like 100 pushups every day.
Yeah. So we've been doing 100 pushups every night of this retreat.
He has.
You did quite a few.
It's a good thing you weren't paying attention. I know that if I do these things, it's going to hurt and it's going to take time. But like, I'm going to slowly build up and I'm going to feel better because of it. I think that was your journey. And you just need to fight for the things that you love. And that's why it's worth it.
That's beautiful, man. I love that.
Yeah, I think going on top of that is just kind of similarly, like I always wanted to do something that was involved in the photo video space, but I didn't know where to start. I didn't know what that would look like. And to be where I'm at now is just like, it's such a dream. It's such, I would like to say it as like, it's an encouragement that if photo video or anything in the creative space, is that something that you're passionate about, something that you care about, like go out and do it, man. You can definitely find the community, find the people that are there to lift you up, to support you, who are there for you, who are cheering you on. And it's just so cool once you are on the other side, just all of, to see just the journey, the progress, I think is such an inspiring thing in itself.
That's awesome. I feel like I would just add to that, the reason you should pursue doing something that you love in the creative space is because it's possible. Like, I think so many people think it's like pipe dreams and, oh, you could never hit six figures, multiple six figures, do what you love without burning out. Like, I'm sitting in a car with a bunch of people who've done it, and they've done it like over and over again, year after year.
Yeah.
And it just shows that it is possible. So if you're sitting there thinking, I have this dream of being a wedding photographer or working in the brand space or just owning my own business and being able to travel or whatever it is, I think what sometimes stops people is they just think, oh, those are like pipe dreams, or like those are things that, you know, aren't really possible. But there's really no reason not to go for it, because we are sitting in a car of living proof that it is possible. And you don't have to be the most special person in the world to make it happen. You just have to work hard, right? You have to work hard, love what you do, and get support from the people around you when you feel stuck. And that's what each one of these people have done. And it's so, so encouraging. Tyler, do you have anything you want to add? Why it's worth it?
Absolutely.
I feel like, I don't think it's worth it for everyone, but I think there's a certain...
It's a very data perspective.
Yeah. I love it.
I just, because for me, it's not yet been worth it because I've made it big. Like the results, I can't point to the results of making a ton of money and being like, oh yeah, this lifestyle is crazy. But I can point to the feeling of being in the arena and that being a good enough reason for me. Of quitting my job and saying, I've always known at some point I wanted to kind of like start my own business, bet on myself, do that thing. And there's such a fundamental difference of how you feel as a person when you are looking ahead at your life and thinking one day I'll do that versus looking in the present tense and saying I'm presently doing that.
Yes.
Even if it's not resulting the way you want it to, just the consistency and congruency internally between the person you want to be and the person you are behaving like, I think is worth it on its own.
That's awesome.
I love it.
So good.
That's a really good answer. Yeah, of course. Here you go.
Only because I'm having regrets. Because I said a tiny little snippet where I said, you have the opportunity to make more money than your friends. And I didn't mean that in a mean way. I meant it in a way. It's like, if you and all your friends are in the same place and you break the ceiling of what's possible, it shows all your friends what's actually possible in life.
So good.
And then you all just do better. And it's just, it's such a good feeling when you can help everyone around you too and have the time to do that as well.
So
those are like my favorite social moments, like when everyone's standing at a crosswalk and it's like not switching to let people walk and there's like no cars coming and like no one goes until one person steps off the curb and then everyone's like, oh yeah, let's go, you know, like we'll all walk. It's like it's funny how humans wait around. We all wait around for somebody to step off the curb. And it's, to Haley, what you were just saying, it's a beautiful thing when you can actually be the person who steps off the curb in your friend group and goes, let's go, I'm going to lead people through this. And you can show people what's possible, which is beautiful. I mean, you guys have all been doing that even just in the last 4 days for each other in many different ways, right? So, all right, let's wrap up with this. I'm going to throw it to Christy because she's always got phenomenal ways to wrap up podcasts. Yeah, you always do. But, Christy, why don't you wrap it up? I really set that up like I was going to ask you something.
Wait, I want to do a rapid fire. I think this will be more interesting than people
exactly.
Me
I knew
talk
she would
before.
Have something good. See,
rapid fire. Let's go. A goal you're trying to reach for this next year. We just talked so much about goals of this next year, whether it's a revenue income goal you want to share or like a personal, like the wager thing that you're going to do, like whatever the goal is. Let's talk about it. It's so fun. I love doing podcasts with guests because everyone gets to see the guest in present day online, but no one gets to see the future of what they're thinking about. So real quick, just go around and say, again, say your name in case people are listening auditorily, but name and then what you're excited for and anticipating for 2024.
I'll give you a quick one that I'm sorry. This is Matt. I'm going to give you a quick one that I'm hoping to secure within the next couple hours, but
super quick.
Yeah. Very, very near future. But, it's a client that I've been working with and I have a call with, in a couple hours to chat future goals. So I'm looking to hopefully secure that on retainer. Along with a couple other retainers for the year, which would help me push my financial goals, but also my own stability in life. So,
amazing.
Yeah, hopefully this one's a lock in here, and then it's a snowball effect, hopefully. So we'll
see. Let's go, baby.
Yes.
Yeah. Lock it in.
Awesome. Okay.
This is Brian, and I think a goal for myself is just continuing to build up a team, just having people in my corner, and also being able to buy back more time, having a balance in life, and being able to still do what I love, but also spend time, more time with the people that I love. And that's kind of something that I'm really pushing for in this year.
I love that. And Brian's built such a cool business in the real estate space where if he can continue to buy his time back, it's going to be even cooler and cooler and cooler. So I'm pumped to watch that, man. Let's go.
My name's Colin. This is a bold one. I'm just going to go for it.
Let's do it.
I honestly just want to be the first person that people think about when they think about backcountry food.
Mm. Yes. Wow.
All right. That's nice. Cool. I love that.
You already are that to me. Yeah.
Tyler, my goal by the end of the year is that I'm hitting a 10K month from an offer that I want to actually scale.
Let's go.
Haley, what you got?
Yeah, this is Haley. I want to build an ads course or an ads mastermind for other creatives, because I think people just do it so wrong. And there's,
camera was sliding.
Point the camera at you.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I just think there's so much potential for other creatives to grow way quicker than they think. And I love what I do in the wedding space and the brand space, but I think I get way more out of helping other people build their businesses. So that's one of my big goals this year, I would say.
That's amazing. Well, you guys, we might get you to the airport on time. We might not. But for everybody else that's listening, this was helpful for them. So it's worth it, even if you miss all of your flights, because you got to give some awesome help to the creatives listening. And yeah, we just so appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thanks for being on the pod, everybody. All right, real quick. Yeah, this is the first time we've done a podcast in a car before, but it wasn't moving. So it's the first time it's been moving.
Yes.
Real quick, where can people find you guys online? How can they connect with you? Just rapid fire, rhyme it off. Go from the back.
Okay, you can follow me, Matt, on Instagram, TikTok, all the socials at Chunger_shoots. My commercial website is mattchungstudios.com. And currently my mentoring and my retreats page is mcscreatorcollective.com. And that's it. Yeah, shoot me a DM, send me an email, whatever, and we can chat.
Love it.
Sweet.
Go, Brian.
You can find me. This is Brian. You can find me on all platforms, Instagram at True View Productions. If you have any questions, if you'd like to connect, would love to chat, would love to meet you and just get to know you and see how I can support you and be in your corner.
This is Call. It's at Camp with Call in most places. So that would be on a future website that's coming. and Instagram, YouTube, mainly Instagram though.
This is Tyler. You can find me on Instagram. My handle is @tdove. You will be confused by the page because it's just a personal account that I haven't posted on in 18 months. So probably a better way to reach me is email me at tyler@tylerdove.me.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Haley Zumkeller Photography or my website, HaleyZumkeller.com. Or just shoot me a message. Let's chat. Let's do some walk and talks if you have questions. And
let's go.
Yeah.
Amazing.
All righty. Let's wrap up this car pod. We've successfully made it to the airport and we have not crashed the car, nor has the camera gone absolutely flying and broken itself. So as we're going over those little rumble strips and everything, shake it. Okay, guys, thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share it with a friend. We'd love if you would share it with a friend. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Such a cool episode. I love that we got so many personal insights from each of those creators on what has helped them grow and what's actually helping them grow right now, right? Which is so cool. So cool to hear from not only so many creators, but they're all over the six-figure mark and they're all in different industries. They're all creatives. They're all doing photo and video, but at the same time, they're all in adjacent industries to each other. And you can see by listening to them talk about how being in adjacent industries, but being in a community of them where they can all share what's working is so helpful for them. Right? So helpful. If you do not have something like that, guys, 2024 is the year you need to start putting yourself in proximity to those environments where you can grow. There are environments that are designed to keep you small, and there are environments that are designed to help you grow. Most of us, unintentionally or intentionally, actually live and play and try and grow our businesses in environments where they're designed to fail. They're designed to keep you small. People do not share what's working. They don't cheer you on. Everybody in your industry sees you as a competitor rather than someone to cheer on, right? That is an environment designed to fail. That environment typically does not have someone who's gone before you, who's done what you've wanted to do, who's also helping you. They're showing you what they did. They're showing you what to avoid, right? Environment to fail. Most of us live there. And then on the other side, the other option for 2024 is being and putting yourself in environments designed to grow. Now, what is an environment designed to grow? It's an environment where you are supported by other creatives, just like everybody on this podcast that we just listened to. They're all supporting each other. They are all helping each other build each other's businesses, which means they're growing at a rapid rate because they're learning not just from their own failures, but from the failures and successes of everybody else that they are surrounded by, right? They also are being guided by people who have done things before them, right? Christy and I are leading that community, which means they have somebody to go to support for outside of just their peers as well, or go to for support to help process something. It is so important that as you grow this year, you are not putting yourself in an environment like the ones that are designed to keep you small, but you're pushing into environments where they are designed to help you grow. If you do not know how to get into one of those this year, guys, I have the perfect opportunity for you. The 6-week Creative Rise Mastermind, round 11 of the 6-week Creative Rise Mastermind, starts March 3rd. 6 weeks of incredible content teaching you how to build a six-figure business. 6 weeks of incredible connection with an incredible group of creatives from all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the US, all over the world. 6 weeks of connection with creators in different industries, meaning everybody has different value to help each other with, meaning everyone's going to grow at a faster rate, and 6 weeks of accountability. Everybody you're surrounded by is keeping you accountable to your goals, including Christy and I, keeping you accountable to the things you say you are going to get done so you actually grow your business. Question for you, could you grow your business more in 6 weeks than a lot of people, or maybe than you have grown in the last year and a half? My answer to that, if you really jump into something like the Mastermind and go for it, is absolutely yes. We see insane amounts of growth, insane amounts of ROI, because you're doing it in an incubator that grows you at a rate so much faster than if you're doing things alone. So here's the dates you gotta know. We start March 3rd. All you have to do to get a shot at being a part of the next 6-week Creative Rise Mastermind is go to creativerise.com. The link is in the description. You're going to click on the Apply Now button. You're going to apply. You're going to read the whole website. Make sure you understand what you're applying for. Then apply. Understand what you're going to be learning, how we're going to be teaching that to you, how we're going to be keeping you accountable, what the community aspect stuff looks like, all the testimonials in there of all the people that have shared about how it's helped them grow their business. You are going to apply. We'll see your application. We're going to decide if we can give you a spot, if there's even any left. And then we're going to go from there. You are going to join us. And over the next 6 weeks, we start March 3rd, March 3rd to April 13th, you are going to learn how to build a six-figure foundation for your business, how to stabilize, not just grow it, but then stabilize it like no other place you can find to do that. And the best part is you're going to get to deal with a bunch of other people who are going to become phenomenal friends. So guys, the next round of the Creative Rise Mastermind is going to be so fun. We are so excited. The group that is already in, the people that got in early with the early access applications, they're so phenomenal. Their businesses are so cool. We cannot wait for you to jump on in with them and grow this year in 2024. So you're considering applying. I cannot wait to see your application. And yeah, we'll see you soon. So thanks for listening to the show, guys. Everybody else that was on the pod today, again, thank you for being on the podcast. It was so cool for you guys to give value to everybody listening to the show today. From me and the rest of the team at Creative Rise, hope you're having an awesome week. Cannot wait to see you next week for the podcast. And other than that, again, if you're considering jumping into the Mastermind, you have a couple days left to do it. By the time this podcast comes out, you might only have 3 or 4 days left because the application closes on February 25th. Yes, February 25th, I believe. The application is fully closed. So if you're listening to this, do not wait. Go fill out an application. Cannot wait to look at it and potentially jump on a call to talk about how the 6-week Creative Rise Mastermind is going to be the perfect growth tool for you this year to grow your business. See you next week, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we'll catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.